We are talking about movies and TV shows right now with a little segment called Swimming Upstream, which we do every Sunday. Got Shauna and Ryan in the studio.
Hello.
I always said Dylan. I don't know why. Shauna and Ryan, welcome. You got to tell us about your favourite shows at the moment.
Yeah.
Shauna, so, would you like to start?
Yeah. Currently on Netflix, we have House on Haunting Hill. So this is perfect for Halloween week. So basically, it's a mosaic of horror thrills sure to tickle your Halloween fancy. This modern reimagining of the Shirley Jackson novel follows siblings who, as children, grew up in what could go on to become the most famous haunted house in the country. So they're adults now and they're forced back together to face a tragedy and must finally confront the ghosts of their past. So some of the characters suffer from bloody, raw and eerie sleep paralysis, which brings them back to dark childhood memories. Author Stephen King describes The Haunting of Hill House as a work of genius. So if Stephen King is giving this a thumbs up, then definitely jump on board the ghost train. One series so far, which is perfect for the Halloween week ahead.
Wow, there you go. I mean, Stephen King, he's the master, the genius.
Yeah, he's the freaky man.
You can't go wrong if he's endorsing
it. Oh, completely, completely.
Definitely give it a watch.
All right, awesome. That sounds really great. Sleep paralysis.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Freaky.
Is that
that's
where
a real...
you can't sleep? Or?
No. It's like you're kind of like stuck in your body, right?
Yes.
Like you want to get up, but you can't
you
move
can't
your
move.
Limbs. Like it's an actual... Because I think I saw a documentary on it a long time ago. But yeah, it's like a real thing.
It is, yeah.
So
and
scary.
They're laying on bed and their childhood memories are flooding in front of them with sleep paralysis. And there's there's pretty much a zombie floating across their heads with blood dripping and they're
and
just
they
stuck
move.
There.
Oh,
yes.
That's, yeah, lovely. That's really nice. God.
Certainly one for a rainy, dark day. Maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect for today.
Work off your hangover.
All right. Ryan, what have you got to share with us?
It's kind of a change in tone. This is a bit lighter. It's called Wanderlust, and it's a UK show. It features Toni Collette, and it's sort of a dramedy, so kind of light and dark. And it's basically about a married couple who, you know, they're trying to spice things up. Their marriage has hit a bit of a flat spot, and they decide to open their relationship up and sleep with other people. Toni Collette stars in it, as I said, and she plays the lead role, Joy. She's a psychoanalyst, and she's dealing with the after effects of a traumatic accident that she's had. Stephen McIntosh is her husband, Alan, and he's a school teacher who's even more uncertain about opening up the relationship. And the show sort of follows their adventures as they explore this new terrain and the effects it has on their relationship and their son as well. It's divided audiences in the UK, so some of them are sort of a bit uncomfortable because there is a lot of sort of sex scenes in the show. And it tackles some pretty taboo topics that you don't see on TV much, but that's kind of why I like it. It's a bit
uncensored.
It's very provocative, but the characters are quite cool. It's a bit funny as well, so... it's a co-production between the BBC and Netflix. So in Australia, you catch it on Netflix.
Yeah.
Wow, there you go. I mean, Toni Collette is great. Love her.
That's what
drew
me in.
You can't go wrong. Yeah.
Everything she's in, I pretty much love. So if you're a fan, you probably like it.
Mm. Yeah, for sure. That sounds great. I have my own review, kind of. I watched a movie last night. It was a Danish thriller, psychological thriller. It was all set in one room with this emergency policeman who answered this call, and this woman was like, "Help me, I'm being abducted." There are so many like pivotal moments, like just... plot twists that you just don't expect. And it's all set in this one room, which is amazing that you can, it's kind of like, it's got that audio, it works really well because they've got all these sound effects of like what's happening on the calls because you can hear her in the car and then like the police intercept and you kind of, as more and more information reveals itself, it's like all the twists and turns are just, you can't really follow. And yeah, it's just, there's one moment, I can't obviously ruin it, but it's great. And the New York Times wrote about it. Like the best podcast and radio plays, the stripped down Danish thriller The Guilty paints such a vivid picture with words that afterward we're not exactly sure what we saw and what was merely imagined, which is so true because you kind of imagine it all, which is so powerful. And it's directed by Gustav Muller, and it was selected as the Danish entry for the best foreign language film. at the 91st Academy Awards. So there you go.
Yeah.
That's,
Scandinavian people really know how to put on a good show. They really do.
Yes,
they
do.
Some really good crime series based in Swedish or Danish. It's brilliant.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know the names, but we can find out.
I will definitely follow that up. Perfect. Well, thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
I'll definitely have a look into your recommendations.
Yes.
Great. Okay. You're listening to Weekend Breakfast. That was just a little segment we do called Swimming Upstream.